Parshas Balosa, the fascinating pasuk here that is one of these pasukim that are totally all-encompassing. The pasuk says, after Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, Makabel Lashon Hara, it says in Perikud Beis Pasuk Gimel, for Ish Moshe Onav Ma'od. And the Ish Moshe, the man Moshe, was Onav Ma'od, exceedingly humble, Mikol Ha'adam, from all mankind, Asher Al Pnei Ha'adamo, that are upon the Adama. So of course in this parasha, there are many, many questions that has to be asked. Number one, what does it mean for her Ish Moshe? What else was Moshe? For her Ish Moshe? What's for her Ish Moshe and the man Moshe? Obviously for Ish Moshe. And then it changes from the her Ish to Mikol Ha'adam. For Ish Moshe on Ma'od, Mikol Ha'adam. Why doesn't it say for Ish Moshe on Ma'od, Mikol Ha'anoshim on Pnei Ha'adam? What is this Mikol Ha'adam Asher al pnei ha'adama? Thirdly, obviously, I mean, this is before man stepped to the moon, right? Mikol ha'adam, obviously, asher al pnei ha'adama. The very few people who weren't living, who are not on the pnei ha'adama. So Moshe, ve'ish Moshe onav mo'i mikol ha'adam, asher al pnei ha'adama. Moshe was the greatest honor for all people who were on pnei ha'adama. Obviously, al pnei ha'adama. Where else could they have been? So, there is a very important klal that the Mephoroshim bring down, the Balei Musar say, and this is something that I'm sure you've all come across, but it's something that requires delving into a little bit deeper. And that is humility. People mistake what humility is. People mistake that humility is believing that I am not something special. I am, who am I? Mi ani, who am I? It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man who ever was and ever will be. And if you don't believe that, is going against one Yud Gimel Ani Mamins. Moshe Rabbeinu, by him being the greatest person ever was and ever will be, must by definition have believed that he was the greatest man ever was and ever will be. Otherwise he would have been an upper chorus. And then by definition he would have never been the greatest person. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu must have known that he was the greatest person of Pnei Ha'adama. He must have known that. He must have believed that he was the greatest person ever. How is it possible, therefore, for him to be the greatest onov, knowing that he was the greatest person? How is that shaykh? In fact, the Gemara says, Gemara says, Mishal Botla Rebbe Mesa Anova. When Rebbe died, another humility died with him. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Yosef says, not true. Kaven to Ikano, lo botlo adayim in olam. It's not true. It has not disappeared from the world. Kaven to Ikano. What about me? What about me? The Gemara says, Satan memtes. In other words, Rebbe Yosef disagreed that humility disappeared because I'm humble. Right? The Gemara says that.
Just ask me.
Yeah? Right? So how do you have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the greatest person who ever was, ever will be, but the greatest, most humble person ever, and you have Rabbi Yosef, who says that humility hasn't died because I'm humble and I'm here. How does that work? So, the definition is as follows. The Balaturim says that Onov is Gematria 126. Onov is Gematria 126. What's it got to do with it? So he says 126 is the 126 days Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemaim. He was three times for 40 days up in Shemaim, plus 6 days he was there by Har Sinai. Okay? And he said that's Onov. So how does that answer Anova about 126 days being in Shemaim? The terrace is that Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he's the only person who's gone up to Shemayim and who's come down and he's speaking and breathing and teaching like he was beforehand. In other words, he knew from the very beginning that he must be unique. And his uniqueness is not something that allows him to become a Balgaiva. Quite on the contrary. Because I'm special, because I'm unique, because I'm the only person who ever went to Shemayim in amongst Klal Yisrael and came down and taught them Torah and spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu Peh, it doesn't mean, Chalila, that I am more special. In fact, the responsibility that I have to live up to who I was supposed to be, that is so much greater. An Onov is somebody who realizes who he is, he realizes his strengths, he realizes his potential, and he realizes that he has not yet lived up to his potential, and that is Onov. He was the only person who lived up in Shemayim. Va'ish Moshe Onav Ma'od. Moshe was an Onav Ma'od. Onav Ish Moshe. He knew he was an Ish Moshe. He knew he was a tremendously great person. He was Ha'ish Moshe. He knew he was a tremendously great person. But what was his Anova? So the Pasuk defines it. Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adamo. But he was an Onav by realizing that he's the only person, everyone else was Al Pnei Hadoma. Everyone else only was on this world. And he was able to transcend physicality to go into Shemaim. And therefore his humility was her Ish Moshe by realizing he's the only person that was in Shemaim, Kol Adam Al Pnei Hadoma. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that is humility. Humility is realizing who you are and realizing that because I am so special, because I am so unique, I haven't fulfilled the potential I'm supposed to reach. And therefore the greater a person is, the more he realizes who he is, the more he should become an honor. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechina, Ela Al Chochom Gibor Oshir Ve'onof. Only a person who is a Chochom Gibor Oshir Ve'onof V'kulom Mimoshe, all learned from Moshe. Why? Why could a Kodesh Baruch Hu not allow a person who's not an Oshir, who's not a Gibor, to also have Shechina on him? The terrorist is because a person who is downtrodden, a person who has a low self-esteem because nobody else looks at him, because he doesn't have the money, and he doesn't have the strength, and he doesn't have the physical thing to be a Balgaib, he doesn't have all the qualities, and feels low, that's nothing. But a person has everything he needs. He is a Chochom, and he's a Gibor, and he's an Oshir, and then he realizes he's an Onov. The greater wealth you have, the greater chokhmah you have, the greater strength you have, that just increases the potential that you have, and you haven't lived up to it, creates a greater opportunity of becoming greater onof.
We can say also, because he should know it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I'm going to get to that soon. Absolutely right. Absolutely. So he says, that's Peshat. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'm the biggest onov. I know I'm an onov because I know I'm not living up to that. But I want to go one stage further. How does one work on another? How does one work on another? An another is, you have to understand about a real another. Real another. You know, some people are such Bali Gaiva that not only are they Bali Gaiva, part of the Gaiva is that they want everyone to think they're an onov as well. They work on their anova in front of people that people say, not only is this guy very bright and very smart, he's also an onov. So the anova is such gaiva that they show everybody else what an onov they are, that people say they're an onov as well. You know, and he goes, and there's one of the Kotzke Hasidim on his deathbed, one of the big rebbes, I forgot who it was, they asked him, Rebbe, what are you thinking in this last moment of your life? He said, you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to say Shema with such kavana, and I'm going to say Echod with such kavana, people are going to say, ah, what a tzaddik. Yeah? That's a person who was in touch with what's anova and what's gaiva. You know, there's a story with two bochrim are sitting down learning Musa together. And one was saying, oh, ich bin a gonish, I'm a nothing, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And another one was saying, oh, I'm a nothing, oh, ich bin a gonish. Suddenly comes along, a new bocher comes to yeshiva, and he sits down and says, I'm also a gonish. Oh, he's also a gonish. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, yeah, we're a gonish, you're not a gonish. Right? In other words, the gaiva, in order to be in touch with gaiva, to be in touch with anova, one has to understand a very, very important point. I believe this story said about Ramot Chagifta, but I'm not sure. One of the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas stood up and is giving a drasha, and in the middle of the drasha, he drew a blank. He forgot how to continue. And it was in front of a big Sheikh Kloli, there's a lot of Bochrim in the yeshiva, and a lot of people waiting to hear him and he couldn't continue. And he started to cry, and he said, I don't remember the end of the Sheikh Kloli, but I do remember, I'd like to say a vort, which I just realized now. Rav Yosef was the one who says, what do you mean there's an onov? I'm an onov. Why Dafka Rav Yosef said that? So the Gemara says Rav Yosef Nebuch was ill. And he forgot his learning. And Nebuch, along the way, people had to remind him what he said in the past. Abaya and Rav Yosef, they had to remind him, his Tamidim reminded him what he said in the past. When Rav Yosef said, I'm the biggest onov, the Gemara says, Ha'ika anoh. Ha'ika ano means kaven. Rav Yosef Amar anova lebotla daimon kaven de ika ano, because there is me. Doesn't say I am the biggest onov. Anova has not disappeared from the world. Kaven de ikka anova, because there is me. What does that mean? Peshat is. And this is an amazing, amazing sight, and you can take it with your own, Superman. Yeah? The Superman, I forgot who it was, one of the actors. He became a quadriplegic. Right? And he's a quadriplegic. He had an accident and he's a quadriplegic. Who was it?
Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah? And he's a quadriplegic and... No? Okay. But he was a Superman. He was flying in the skies and he was swooping down from the heavens, and now he's a quadriplegic. He can't do anything himself. Says Rabbi Yosef, I was a big god Lador, and I don't remember my learning. And therefore, how can a person be a Baal Gaiva, Kaven to Ikano, when they see me sitting around and they see what a Sheva Kli I am? How can he possibly be a Baal Gaiva? How can he be a Baal Gaiva? I'm here. Can he not see what happened to me? That's Shat Kaven to Ikano. Not I'm the biggest Onov. Anova is the biggest sign of Anova if a person can believe and a person can realize and see that ultimately it's all a Matana from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, and that's Peshat, what I want to say. I want to say Peshat as follows. The Ish Moshe Onav Ma'oid Mikol Ha'odom Asher Al Pnei Ha'adoma. Asher Al Pnei Ha'adoma means ultimately on top of the earth right now. But in very short time, one goes underneath, and then what gaiva does a person have? One becomes worm food. Is that what you're Balgaiva about? Chalila. And therefore, that is our Pnei Ha'adoma. As long as you're above the ground, you know, a person can believe they're doing something, but if you remember Rimmer Vesaleya, and you realize everything's Matan V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the healthiest people in the world eventually are not here anymore, and the wealthiest people in the world, Nebuch, some of them crash very, very easily, and they, Rachman Lissan, they have nothing. That is Apnei Hadoma. The key to Anova is realizing, Kaven to Ikano, look at me, the God Lahador who's broken, I'm around, and that is the biggest key to Anova. Alternatively, another way of retaining another and attaining another is the Mishnah says, "Hevedon eskol ho'odom lekafshus." Hevedon eskol ho'odom lekafshus. Eskol ho'odom. So the Mefarshim asks, "What does it mean eskol ho'odom? Eskol odom. What's kol ho'odom lekafshus?" So he says, "It's easy for a person to judge somebody else and take little nuances of his faults." And judge him, the guy's not on time for davening. What kind of person is he? But if you take the full picture, his background, take his full picture of who his good milas are, realizing where he's coming from, and put it all together, you realize this person's a very, very special person. Yeah? You know, he's an amazing person. Have it done is called Ha'odom. Look at the entire Ha'odom, the entire person, his background, his frivolities, his challenges, his potential. See what this person made of his life. Every single person has a good element to him. You know, sometimes you go in these cabs, right? And you're not quite sure exactly. You know, they got the Khamsa in the front, and you got the Nanachs at the back, and you got, and then you see the guy speaking on his phone. You know, B'zalat Hashem Machar Ani Nosel Yam B'Shabbat. You know, you're talking about driving on Shabbos to the sea. And you think to yourself, this guy, who is he already? There's one story once of a particular person who was speaking at the back of a cab. I'll tell you a different story. One of these people, there's a certain Rav here in Ramat B'Shemesh told me this story. He said, Mamash, one of these people, you know, we have these little ponytails and this long fingernail, exactly what it's for, I don't know. And he was driving. One day, so this Rav, Rav Sacharis, told me a story. He says, quick, yalla, yalla, yalla. I've got to go. I've got to get in the car, quick. He said, what's your hurry? What's the problem? Put it on the maner. What's the problem? He said, no, I've got to get back to Neve Yaakov. So, my Yeshba Neve Yaakov. What's Neve Yaakov? He said, my wife is going to mikveh tonight. So he said, we were in Geula now. You're going to go all the way back to Neve Yaakov to take her to the mikveh. Why can't she just get a cab from there and carry on working here? It'll be far more. So he looks back at Rav Sacharis. Ponytail and all, right? He looks, Scharish doesn't have this, taxi driver has. He looks at him with complete disgust and says to him, Ma vani lo yechelek ma mitzvah. I shouldn't take part in a mitzvah. Every Jew, every single Jew is a beautiful person. Beautiful. And he therefore can't necessarily see everything that's called ho'odom. So that is another way Moshe Beinu came on of. Ve'ish Moshe onov ma'oid, mikol ho'odom. He looked at kol ha'odom. He looked at the entire people around him, and every person had a mila. and the and therefore you become humbled by the other person's munas chachamim, diktuk in tzedakah, diktuk in tefillin. Each person has a mila, and work and realize that you haven't reached there yet, and look at their milas rather than their chesreinus. But I just want to finish off with a very, very important point, and that is another does not mean a person does not stand up for what is right. There's no greater honor than Moshe, Lekom Kamoshe. There wasn't a greater honor than Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein. You know, his son is walking in the street, and a lady was yelling out, Moshe, Moshe! He turns around, he's over 90 already. Oops, somebody calling me? Right? But his psak was bold. His psak was, you say this, but I don't agree with that. His psak was incredibly, incredibly courageous. He stood up against everybody else with many, many different issues. And it doesn't mean chalila that a person doesn't mean anything. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, yeah, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a famous story. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who came to town as a young man, and his father asked him to speak, and he gave a very, very mediocre drosha, very mediocre drosha, and his father was quite disappointed. Anyway, after a couple of days, the father said to him, you know, Akiva, you could have done better than that. It's a bit of a tzorach ilun, right? So he said. You know, I tell you why I didn't speak. There's somebody else in town, another young man came to town, who clearly wasn't very versed in learning, and I didn't want to overpower him with my learning, so I made myself on a very low thing. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, this same Rabbi Kiva Eger, his anava was incredible. There's a story once, him and his son-in-law, Rabbi Chassan Sofer, came into town in a carriage, right? Came into town in a carriage, and Rabbi Kiva Eger thought this must be for the Chassan Sofer. So the carriage got unhitched, and people in town started pulling the carriage on their own shoulders. And Rav Chassan Sofer said, certainly not for me, it must be for Rav Kiva Eger. So they both were pulling the carriage for the other one, and the carriage was empty. That was Rav Kiva Eger. On the other hand, Rav Kiva Eger's boldness, when it came to Psak, one person came to the Beis Din and refused to give a get to his wife. And he said to him, listen, there are two ways out of here. The Mishnah says in Kedushin that you can either get rid of the marriage either through divorce or through death. Make your choice right now. So the man said, if a Mishnah doesn't die, he says, I'm just warning you, this is the last chance. Either give a get or you have the other option. He walked out the base and he slipped down the stairs and he broke his neck and died. Right? Rabbi Kiva Eger had this godless of the Anova, but when it came to Torah, there's no compromising. V'ha'ish Moshe onav ma'id. Ish Moshe. He was a tremendous onov. When it came to other people on the world, when it comes to worldly matters, he's ish Moshe onov ma'oid. But when it came to not worldly matters, when it came to Psak, Moshe Benu stood up against Klal Yisrael. Moshe Benu stood up and said, this is not right. A person has to know that another must not stop him Chalila from standing up against what's wrong and doing the right thing. No, it's not for me, it's for somebody else to do. That is the Ish Moshe on the Moed. So he said that the element of another is not saying that I am nothing. In fact, the Ish Moshe on the Moed, the Kol Adam Asher Pnei HaAdamo, that he realized he's the only person who went up to Shemayim. And therefore he is still, his another was based on understanding that he was so much greater than anybody else in potential. Have I lived up to that potential? That is his another. That's one thing. The next thing was, how do you become an onov? The Ish Moshe on the Moed, Mikol Adam Asher Pnei HaAdamo. Things don't remain forever. It's all a matana from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's Rav Yosef. Ha'ikar no, I am here. How can anyone be a Bal Gaivu when they see me a broken Talmud Chacham with God is learning? And that can happen, Machmon Islam, to any person at any time. There has to be an another. Thirdly, we said, Vishmosh Ma'oid Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Ha'adomo was a Loshan of Mikol Ha'adom. Realize that every single individual person has their milas, their strengths. Look and see their milas and see how you live up to them. You'll soon see that ultimately we are far from the greatness of a lot of other people. And finally, the Ish Moshe Onav Ma'oid Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Ha'adomo is a mute. That Dafka Pnei Ha'adomo, Dafka for those people who are on the ground, with people, with individuals, he was an Onav. But when it came to Avodah Shemayim, when it came to Avodah Hashem, he was the greatest person ever. There's an interesting anecdote. Rav Cheskel Abramsky was once. Another, you have to know where another is. Professor Bransky was once in the court in the Old Bailey, and he was the head of the London Basin, and he was giving a witness about something. So the head justice, the chief justice, asked him, as a rabbi, are you proficient in Jewish rulings? He says there is no rabbi in the entire commonwealth that is as knowledgeable as me. So the judge said, the rabbi is humble as well. He said, your lord, I'm under oath. I'm not allowed to lie, right? And that is gadlus. Gadlus is knowing who you are and how far one is for one's potential, and the Ezra Hashem, we should all have this anova, because that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu loves.